Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Relationships 360 Degrees. I'm relationship enthusiast and your host for this program, Tiffany Williams-Jallow. And of course, this is the show where we address every relationship challenge under the sun in order to help you repair, build, and maintain quality relationships. And tonight's show is for all of you bachelors and bachelorettes in the audience who are looking for love, but you can't seem to find Mr. Right. And, well, if you're hanging out in the clubs every weekend or confining yourself to the members of your church, you might want to expand your options a little bit. And online dating is fast becoming one of the top ways to find a dating partner or a long-term mate, if you so choose. And you've seen the commercial, the Match.com commercial, where it claims that they're responsible for putting one out of five relationships or long-term relationships together. But there are thousands of other dating sites to choose from. And joining us tonight from Miami is the CEO and founder of a dating site called MyCircles.com. Leon Gomez is here with advice to help you avoid the pitfalls of dating on the internet. And he has tips on how you can find the love of your life online or at least a date for Valentine's Day, which, of course, is just around the corner. And you want to make sure that you stay with us for the entire hour, because later on in the show, my man, Wallace Carter, will join in on the conversation with tips on how to make your long-distance relationships work. I know a lot of people are down on long-distance relationships, but they can actually be successful. You can be successful with them, and I'm going to share my story. Wallace is going to share his side of the story and how he got me to move from Kansas City, a place where I have been for more than three decades, how he got me to move to the Big Apple recently after a long, long-distance relationship. And then Leon Gomez will also weigh in with his insight. So, Leon, welcome back to Relationships 360.
Thank you for having me, Tiffany.
Thank you. Well, Leon, the last time you were on the show, it was a television program, and our new radio format allows us to interact with fans of this program in real time. And fans, listeners who are out there, if you'd like to chime in throughout this show tonight, you can call 714-409-0610. Or if you're not feeling talkative, you can post your comments and questions for Leon or me in the show's chat room, which is open right now. And the number is there for you to call. That's 714-409-0610. And also, I want to give you the call-in disclaimer. And what it basically boils down to is limiting your questions to one question. Unless myself as the host or any of our guests ask you for feedback, and also avoiding the use of profanity or language intended to offend or offend a specific individual or group. And if you can follow those rules, again, the number is 714-409-0610 to talk to me and Leon and, of course, Wallace later on in the program about your online dating questions, whether it be proper dating etiquette, safety concerns surrounding online dating. Feel free to call them in or post them in the show's chat room, and we'll answer those on the air. All right. Well, Leon, thanks for your patience through that long introduction. As a CEO of a dating site, MyCircles.com, you're well-versed in the challenges of online dating, as well as what works for meeting the right people. on the when you're dating on the internet. And your site, MyCircles.com, offers a unique approach that helps to take some of the guesswork out of online dating. Please explain the concept of your site to our Relationships 360 audience so they can compare it to other sites that they might be members of right now or that they're considering.
Okay, thank you. One of the things that we realized when we were developing My Circles is very often people have different needs and different reasons for which they want to meet other people. Some is more casual dating. Other people want to have a more serious relationship. Many times it depends on what stage of their life they're in. As much as being as important what stage of their life somebody is in, everybody has different criteria that they're going to use for what their perfect match is going to be. Some people are more involved in religious organizations. Some people are more involved in politics. Some people are more involved in their culture, such as being Hispanic, African-American, Asian-American, or whatever the case may be. And one of the things that we found is very often we're going to look for people that we have a close affinity with because we have points in common with that we can share together. And the more we're able to focus in on people that have characteristics and points that are going to be similar to us, the more likelihood we believe that you're going to have success in finding somebody, at least online, to, you know, somebody that you're actually going to want to have a relationship with.
Absolutely. So Relationships 360 fans, if you have a circle, a specific circle that you want to be a part of, maybe it is a African-American dating circle or a Christian circle, biker circle, then you'll certainly want to become a member of Leon's website, MyCircles.com. And Leon, My Circles also hosts parties and other special events for its members. Tell us about some of the events our listeners can expect as a MyCircles.com member.
Yes, we do. One of the things that very often is lost right now in online dating and meeting people online, we all hear about social networking. Well, what is real social networking? We can meet people online, but very often we don't know if the person that we think we're meeting is just an illusion that we have, it's a fantasy we're creating, or if it's the real person behind there, because until we're actually able to meet this person, we don't know who they are or if it's, you know, just a bunch of lies. So one of the things that we've done actively with My Circles is we've actually brought social networking to the people. We host right now one party a month, and we do it at a club in Hollywood, Florida, located inside of Hard Rock Casino called Pangea. And it is a fantastic opportunity to actually meet people that instead of just saying, I saw somebody's picture online, I read somebody's profile, guess what? That is a great way to break the ice. But if you're really intending on having a relationship with someone, there's nothing to beat face-to-face. So one of the things that we've really done is we've been having these parties now for a while, and we like to bring the party to the people, you know, give the people, give our followers, give our supporters a chance to actually go and interact with people that they would be meeting online in a real social environment. So that's what our party's about, and, you know, we're having them once a month. We are having our party the first Friday of every month, so we have one tomorrow night that is going to be a fantastic party. Any listeners that are in South Florida, they are more than welcome to come. We'll make sure that they get in for free and get the first two drinks free, compliments of Pangea and of My Circles up until midnight, and later I can provide the information for that or we can post it online, however you prefer.
Okay. Yeah, we'll certainly take care of that, how we'd like to handle that. Is to get those listeners who are interested in attending your party at Pangea tomorrow is to email us at feedback@relationships360blog.com and make a request, and we can certainly make sure, like Leon said, that you get in at no charge to you and that while you're there you're able to enjoy some adult beverages and take advantage of the many singles that are going to be attending the party. And Leon, for our listeners that, you know, have never attended a My Circle party, I imagine that there will be a lot of people there. Are there things that you do as the organizer to kind of help to facilitate conversation between people or interact?